sidewalk of your own map. I wish I was on two wheels, not counting every crack. Life is leading left and right, and the end is inside. Watch what's left, it's gone. Run by the people to the stand, see what they want, lend them a hand. Encyclopedia, tearing, roaring on just plain, showing some teeth. He is watching, hoping we didn't get to his favorite page. After all, the book's not his. Run by the people to the stand, see what they want, lend them a hand. All right, on by, miss everything. He doesn't know. Help, oh help, oh no, it's no. Ask him why it's time to go. Run by the people to the stand, see what they want, lend them a hand. All right, on by, miss everything. One, two, four, your wheels are flat. No, no, don't you wanna flat? No, 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 would you want a flat? Hey, no, no, would you want a flat? No, no, don't get that flat. No, no, would you want a flat? No, 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 would you want a flat? Hey, no, no, would you want a flat? Oh, don't get that flat. No, no, would you want a flat? No, 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 would you want a flat? Hey, no, no, would you want a flat? Oh, don't get that flat.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place right now. What is happening at Frank's Place is I am being joined again by Gary Nay Adams, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and she does a lot of great different genres of music. And Gene, now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the songs. I know you have some that you want to talk about and our audience will listen to. So why don't you tell us about some of your songs
cool.
here?
Cool. Yeah. Well, the first one is an Armenian reggae song from, this is my new group, High and Mighty, H-Y-E for the high. It is an Armenian song, if you know Armenian history, politically, historically, we were the first Christian nation, and so all the way since 303 AD, we're currently writing a song about that. That's going to be the rap song, the more rappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I knew I had a rap something going on earlier, we were just talking. Yeah, that's totally going to be the rap song. It's going to be chock full of history. Well, that one is an Armenian reggae song. It was our first wave of how we wanted our group. So there's more music coming with the more final product. But if you're thinking System of a Down meets Bob Marley, that kind of the style is what we're going for. What we've got right now up there is a song called Asfaz Mez Bahe, and that's God Keep Us. And in Armenian, with the God Keep Us, they mean God Keep Us safe, God Keep Us where you need us, anything that you're meant to say with it comes with that as well. So like that God keep usness. And the song itself was very, very relevant at the time that I was writing it. I wrote half of it, and then a week later I was sitting there, and when I write a song, it's just stuck in my head and I'm just playing it over and over again to write the rest of it. And so a week later there was the Pulse shootings, yeah. The tragedy that was happening there, that they're still living with. So that happened, and that hit me pretty hard because if it wasn't the fact that it, you know, the feeling of freedom is taken away. But that, on in addition to being very close with people who are very close to the people who are lost, and when you see a friend lose their best friend, you know, and you have to, you see that. That's a really, really big thing. So I was, it struck me the moment I saw the first post about it on Facebook, struck me like very, very hard. And I went and wrote the rest of the song almost immediately. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just picking up my guitar, going like I needed a moment, had to go do something, and I just started playing that song. Finished the rest of it, and then looked back on the lyrics I'd written the week before, and they were eerily. I have the translation to them up online as well, and you can check that out. Eerily, very apropos, if you will. I don't know. It's, I don't like talking about sad things. Obviously, nobody really does. But that song, like, okay, so I finished writing it, and then immediately after that, somebody had posted a thing about putting an album together for the victims' families, because they were close to the victim family, like one of the families. And so I submitted my idea of the song, like just a little rough phone recording of it. And they said yeah. And so right now I think it's still in the developmental stages. They're still putting the album together. But ours is officially recorded, and ours is, we just went ahead and put our single up up on SoundCloud. It's called Asfaz Mezbahe. It goes along, it's in Armenian, but I think you can get the message by just feeling the feeling of it if you don't know Armenian yourself. It's in Western Armenian, to be very specific. There's Eastern, Western, and a bunch of different dialects in addition to all those. We're actually in the process of writing a get-up stand-up cover that's one verse in Western Armenian, the one that I'm familiar to, and the second verse is in the Eastern Armenian, which is most of Armenians are 50% or more are used to the Eastern Armenian dialect. And then the third verse is the original third verse from Bob Marley and the Wailers. So we're going to be recording that one, hopefully, in the next round of recordings. People like it. We just played it over at a private house party, and people really like that one. I'm excited about that. But I do have my original music that's not in the reggae style, I guess. There's a really fun one that my favorite one to perform is called Don't Get a Flat. You can't really avoid not getting a flat tire of any sort, but it's just called Don't Get a Flat. And that's... you get what you want out of that one. That's one of those I wasn't thinking and just let my brain drift while writing it, and it came together and it was a song. That doesn't happen all the time. I wish it would. And then I would have volumes of music if that was the case. But no, it takes me a long time to actually like one of my own songs. It takes me a very long time. I had to get used to listening to my voice. I'm sure you have the same issue.
Yeah,
you
do,
listen
actually.
To your voice all the time, you know, and that's it's not a good feeling, because you're like, that's not what I sound like. But you know, there's an outer ear and an inner ear,
yeah.
and echo chambers. So yeah, I sound really cool in my head, and when I hear it recorded, I don't know. I had to get very used to it. Well, speaking of my voice, I've got a song on that album, Lionessence, I was talking about before. Oh, Don't Get a Flat is on there too. But I've got a song on there called Root Beer on a Tuesday, and that goes out to Miss Music, Miss Morgan Music. She's a really cool music teacher at a school that I used to teach at, and she's a very uplifting kind of spirit person. And I accidentally ate an entire plate of her cookies. It was totally an accident. Her students are real young, and they thought that Miss Music, like, give this plate of cookies to Miss Music. They thought they meant the music teacher, whoever it was that gave it to them. Some administrator gave, you know, unassuming first graders an entire plate of cookies. I mean, what are they going to do with it?
Right.
So they go to the music room instead of going to their teacher, whose name is Music.
Right.
And so, yeah. So I was like, oh, are you sure this is mine? You know, I confirmed it with the carriers, and they said yes. And I said, can I share it with the art teacher? And they were perfectly fine with that. And so I went, you know, and said goodbye, and they went back to their classroom. 20 minutes later, I get a phone call, and by that point, most of the cookies were eaten. Me and my partner in crime, the art teacher, that was always fun. Let's see. I lost my train of thought. Excuse me. Where was I going there? Oh, root beer on a Tuesday. Yeah. So to bring it all back, I apologized for eating the entire plate of cookies. We apologized. Well, our teacher apologized to me. I apologized on our behalf. And then promptly went to, after school, we went to, you know, Taco Tuesdays. So it had to have been a Tuesday. And every once in a while, the ice cream place next door had a Tuesday ice cream deal on root beer ice cream. And that was Morgan's favorite. And so I wrote her an apology song called Root Beer on a Tuesday. And that goes out to Miss Music, and her name's in there. Real cool tune. Let's see. Did I mention I was playing all the instruments on here? So if you hear a tuba, I'll be putting this whole album available the same way I did when I released it. I'll put it to be available for a short period of time, maybe about 2 months, 3 months, or something, so you can share it with your friends or check it out yourself. It'll be up on my Dropbox. But what you can do is email my website, which is GottyNetAdams.com, or you can email highandmighty.com, either one, that goes straight to me. You can email them, and then I can send you a link, and you can be one of my people who follow my music and check out everything up there. It's for free, and I don't mind it being for free because it was fun to record, and it didn't feel like work. It was work. It took me a real long 2 weeks, but it was cool. I also have some string band music on there. I've got one up on YouTube called Pappy Lou Sails the Ocean Blue, and it's a claymation video I did with bluegrass instruments. I'm not the best banjo player, so all those banjo people out there going, who the heck is playing that? Whatever they're going to say about the banjo. Yeah. At least it was in tune. That's my thumbs up to myself on that one. Not the best banjo player, but yeah.
Okay, and then now that's definitely a great list. You know, one of the things that is so awesome and fascinating that you mentioned is you play all the instruments. And my question, of course, is how does one, you know, go about that? I mean, is it a situation where you just put down one instrument and then you listen to that? I mean, is it layering? Is it a long process or?
And I recorded them kind of just in order from bottom to top, like orchestral score order, kind of. So it depends on the song. But first I did like a scratch track,
right.
Just me and the guitar. And then I did just additions to that. So that was the first thing, and then pretty much orchestral score order. So either percussion or tuba or bass or upright bass or whatever called for that song, for the bottom end. And then on top of that, the trombone part or the trumpet part or the accordion part. There's only one song with the accordion on there. It's a cool one. That's I'm Walking on Water. It's a fun song. And I do like playing accordion. I'm going to start practicing my accordion reggae stuff, because they got that boom chip pop pop chip pop pop. Get that on the accordion while singing reggae. That would be super fun. I think that would be a blast. So that hopefully will be the next tune I'm working on, in addition to all the other high and mighty stuff.
And so how many, you know, guitar tracks or guitar parts you usually put on these songs that you do yourself?
I'll name one. I'm going to have to play it in my ear, so excuse me if you hear it just a little bit. But let me have it in my ear, and I'll tell you right now. I'm going to go with the song Moonstruck Side of Life. Starts with my voice. So that just hits you in the face with the trumpet, trombone, guitar, drums. And I think that one has the tuba in it. Yeah, that's the one with the tuba in it.
Okay.
Cool. There's two of them on there with tuba. And later on, I won't waste your time right now. You can waste your time later listening to it. Later on, all the way at the end, there's a trumpet. Little fun trumpet solo breakdown. It's my metal moment, but it's not metal at all.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Gary Day. Adams, who is a great musician, and we're going to be back. You're listening to the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.